USA Radio News.
On this Christmas Day, Cardinal Timothy Dolan shares his Christmas message with you.
Listen to the message of Christmas. In a world that often seems to be lacking things like peace and joy and unity and reconciliation, listen to those Christmas messages. What the angel announced at the birth of the Savior, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is still ringing out today in the world.
Dolan, speaking there on Fox News, continues.
It's up to us to either refuse it or open up and receive it. I invite you this Christmas to open up and let the Lord be reborn in your heart and soul. A blessed Christmas.
Winter storm warnings have been issued for the Central Plains, Sierra Nevada, and southwestern Colorado, as heavy and blowing snow are expected to make travel dangerous in those areas. Those storms will continue to move west to east, bringing strong winds and significant snow. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Today at the White House, President Trump spoke to troops overseas, thanking them for their service. The president also talks about the economy, which on Christmas Eve, the Dow lost over 600 points.
The economy is doing so well that they raised interest rates, and that's as a form of safety, in a way. President Obama didn't do much of that. Much easier to run when you have no interest rate. He had a very low interest rate. We have a normalized interest rate. A normalized interest rate means a lot. You know, it's good for a lot of people. They have money in the bank. They get interest on their money. For many years, nobody got interest on their money. So, but I have great confidence in them. I have great confidence in our companies. We have companies the greatest in the world, and they're doing really well. They have record kinds of numbers.
An 8-year-old boy from Guatemala died in U.S. government custody on Tuesday. That's according to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents. He is the second child to die in a detention center this month. The Christmas Day Mega Millions drawing is up to $320 million. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Holiday travel is expected to bring more cases of the flu across the country. But what can be done once you have the flu? There's drugs like Tamiflu that help on a limited basis. But what about taking things all natural and anything that you can take on a natural basis that isn't a prescription or a drug? Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, The 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History. And I asked him, what can we do as far as natural remedies for the common flu?
Yeah, so certainly if you have the regular flu and you are not in one of those high-risk groups and you don't appear to have anything other than the regular flu, you should probably not be asking your doctor for Tamiflu. It's interesting that you point to that question of natural medications, because in many ways that is precisely how we treat the flu for the vast majority of people. Even in the emergency department, for the vast majority of my patients, and I've treated many, many hundreds, maybe thousands of patients over the years with flu, the treatments for the vast majority of them are exactly what you would call natural treatments. It's plenty of fluids, some soup if you can keep it down, lots of bed rest, and letting time heal the patient. So I think that for the vast majority of people, medicines are really not needed. We just have to have what's called a tincture of time. Let time heal the patient.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.